This is the story of foolish Prince Bracefiddle and wise Jerry Kamau. As you remember last time, the prince was found without a dime on the Ponce Valdez, while Jerry watched from a tree.
In the land of Alibaba, near the Sea of Babali, lived a man who played the zither with a pronoun on his knee. He would dance among the fuzzy trees and bring the birds to life, and his name was Prince Bracefiddle, and he loved his ugly wife. He would sing the songs of Latvia in his very special way, and eat Puffy with his lumpy head, and sleep all night and day. With his turban and his luster face, the thieves of Germany. But beware, brave Prince Bracefiddle, you'll be hanging from a tree. They waited for a sign from old Rattan to pretend to wear the colors of the Emperor Charlie Chan. So they strode into the forest with a song and energy to find bay leaves in the cauldron of the mad witch Betty Lee. Came the answer from the lit font that was found upon the ground. Time and Prince Bracefiddle will repair your bellies round. Search the highlands, search the lowland, cruise the Sea of Babali. But remember that your children need the food from filigree.
In abalone came a messenger to say that onion head bass fiddle broken half no more to play. Will we lose our land of Latvi to the bearded men of Cleves? Only miracles can save us and some tricks inside our sleeves. From the sky there was an answer to the question of the pleas. You will meet a tall, dark stranger wearing black and blue canives.
Who is Lucy? Who is Nestor? We should only be Benal. Why, it's Aphrodite Milton and his keeper, Prince Kamau.
Good night, Kamau. Good night.